here's a story from The World.
Now we turn to the pandemic and Latin America. Russia is gaining some influence in several countries there by exporting its Sputnik vaccine. The World's Jorge Valencia reports from Mexico City, where authorities began administering the first doses this week.
Police officers direct traffic outside a vaccination site here in the southern part of the city. Health workers are giving vaccines to people over the age of 60, and that includes Sofia Avila Velasco.
En cuestión de que me siento más vieja, me siento como que subí de peso.
Velasco says over the past year she's felt older, she's gained weight, and if that's not relatable enough.
Pues me sentía con mucha ansiedad.
I felt a lot of anxiety, she says. Anxiety about whether she'd get sick, and anxiety about when she'd be able to leave her home again. So today, she says she feels calm and ready to get one of Mexico's first doses of the Sputnik vaccine.
Pues nos conviene, porque de todas maneras, algo nos va a proteger.
It's good for us because it will protect us, Avila says. She adds that she doesn't really care where the vaccine came from.
For me, personally, it's a very important issue.
Victor Heifetz is a professor of Latin American Studies in Russia at St. Petersburg State University.
I have part of my family in Mexico City, so it's also important for me to know that they would be able to get a vaccine generally, but if it will be the vaccine of my country, obviously I would be proud.
The Russian government has distributed its vaccine to at least a dozen countries. Mexico began distributing 200,000 this week. And Heifetz says that for the Russian government, this is about cultivating a certain type of influence.
Selling Sputnik to Latin America is one of the possibility to demonstrate that Russia can be the country which is not sending ideology, is not sending arms for any regime, for any government, but it's sending the medicine, the vaccine, that is really issue of surviving.
Heifetz explains that Soviet Russia was interested in exporting its ideology to like-minded governments. But Russia now, he says, wants to help even more conservative governments, like those of Colombia, which is in talks to receive the Sputnik. So Heifetz says Russia is using this opportunity to gain soft power.
Well, soft power for every government, and Russian government is not an exception, is always possibility to come to the minds of common people.
Mexico, on the receiving end, is not in much of a place to be picky. In December, the country became one of the first in Latin America to begin giving vaccines. But Mexico has since then seen delays from its suppliers and many other issues with its rollout. That's one reason why the Sputnik is especially valuable. Malaquias López Cervantes teaches public health at the National Autonomous University of Mexico.
The pattern I have seen is that the Federation seems to be in control initially, and in the very end, they throw the responsibility back to the states, but without enough warning or preparation.
Mexico's vaccination process has been so unorganized that many doctors and nurses in public hospitals still haven't gotten vaccines. That's even though the general population is now beginning to receive them.
So we don't really know how many have received the vaccine. And one segment that is absolutely out of consideration in Mexico has been the private practice personnel.
At the vaccination site in southern Mexico City this week, government workers led dances for people who were waiting for their shot.
La 2149.
Susana Valcázar was number 2149. She says she liked the opportunity to do something lighthearted while she waited.
Ya sabe que el ejercicio eleva las endorfinas.
As you know, she says, exercise boosts your endorphins. And about getting the vaccine, she says she's glad to get it, but that she knows it's not the only solution to the pandemic.
O sea, no nos va a curar, pero a lo menos hay que evitar que sea más agresiva la enfermedad.
Balcázar says that even though the vaccines are coming out, we should still do everything we can to prevent the virus from becoming more aggressive. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia in Mexico City.